Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, we've talked a lot about the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And it looks like that shutdown is nearing its end. There is a vote expected today on a House that has been absent for a pretty long time.
About 7 weeks now.
Look, if you're going to take the paycheck, and even if you said you didn't, you're still getting paid, you're considered essential. The fact that they would not swear in the newest member, they would not still do other business, which they could have done. They literally went on a vacation. The Republicans in the House are going to reconvene today. And perhaps this thing will get pushed over the finish line. We shall see. Meanwhile, more than 4 months after the state lawmakers' constitutional deadline to pass a budget in Pennsylvania, it looks like there is a deal taking shape at the Capitol. So last night, there were a bunch of meetings, and it took hours, both the House Democratic and Senate Republican caucuses. Reports are coming out from multiple sources that there is an agreement to the $50.1 billion budget. I love this part, with some details still to be ironed out. Oh, dear God. Anyway, the final price tag is about $1.4 billion, less than what Governor Josh Shapiro was asking for. But it's also a bit more than what Republicans were asking for. So usually when both sides don't get what they want, at least we can say that's a compromise. So the Republican-controlled Senate convened to advance a handful of code bills, which direct spending related to education, human services, and capital projects. So that's good. Both the House and Senate will meet this morning. Will we get somewhere? I really hope so.
If not, I mean, it's just business as usual.
Oh, come on.
As it has been, right?
Right.
It is amazing to me that we can kind of just go, I'll just keep going. Like, these hard deadlines aren't really hard deadlines. This would approve.
Right.
Your feet and make your political statements and know there's really not a big, there's not a large amount of consequences. You just do it when you get to it.
It also shows that when you have, Republicans control the Senate, Democrats control the House, you really have to work together on these things rather than one side pushing through everything that they want. So this would be really good, obviously, for counties, for social service providers. I think most of us would say certainly for school districts as well. Many have had to dip into savings or cut their spending in this time to make it through this impasse. So this would be very, very good if we can see some movement. We shall wait to see if it does pan out. But it looks like they're moving towards some kind of an agreement. Very, very close to it. Let's get it done, right? Get her done.
Should we, as a, being on the radio, come June. Should we be pushing hard that they get this done then? Or should we just go, they'll probably get to it? It seems like
There's nothing you or I going to say.
I understand. You're right.
The only way things get done, it depends on who you vote in.
Right.
Right. And also a lot of it depends on the economic conditions. So, you know, if you need to ask for more here or there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. So
the lesson for me is eventually people will talk to each other and figure it out. They'll work it out. Just give it time.
I don't know. Not always. But no. There does come a point where you have to say, did you fight the good fight? And it looks like here. I mean, 4 months is too long.
Yeah.
Could these two sides have come to this a month or so ago?
Yes.
You know,
they definitely could have. It's just whether or not they want to give an
inch. Well, I think what happens is there's pain. So we've started to hear more and more school districts talking about more and more problems and maybe not being able to open doors in January. And we're coming to the holidays as well. And that really does, when it comes to flights with Thanksgiving and Christmas soon upon us, it's a problem with flights no matter what. Vacation time, but when you're talking holidays, that is, especially Thanksgiving, is it not one of the most traveled vacations of the year?
Yeah.
So that certainly has been a tipping point for people as well with what's going on. The House will vote today on ending the government shutdown. Now, it's probably going to go right down the wire to Republicans having just a few seat advantage. And that's all they need to do is just get that right. One more vote than the other side sort of thing. So that hopefully will get finished up and opened up, which is odd because the traffic controllers, I don't know if you saw this. Did you hear that Donald Trump wants to pay some of them like $10,000?
He says a lot, and I don't know what's real anymore because people will walk certain things back. And then other people say, oh, but they said that wasn't real. Is that a real one? Because if so, what's the job to call for
that?
Well,
I know Sean Duffy was asked about it.
Yeah.
Was asked. Well, first of all, there were a couple of things that were said. On the one hand, Sean Duffy had said something to the effect of the ones who called in during this shutdown are unpatriotic and they should leave.
I have the clip if you want to hear it.
Okay.
In case anyone thinks you're twisting it, that's pretty much what he said.
The president's also talked about penalizing some of these air traffic controllers who took sick time. So can you talk about what that plan would look like?
My concern is for those air traffic controllers who, before they missed a paycheck and we were in the shutdown, they decided on a continual basis not to show up for work. They don't know how long the shutdown was going to be. They hadn't missed a pay period, and they didn't come to work. I'm concerned about those controllers. I'm concerned about their dedication. I'm concerned about their patriotism. And so we haven't made a decision, but we are going to look at those controllers who continually made the decision not to show up for work. And again, we have to look at the data. I would just tell you, I'm trying to bring more air traffic controllers in. I'm not trying to take air traffic controllers out. But if we have controllers who systemically weren't doing their job, we will take action.
I would love to see the real data there. Because there's a part of me that is, and look, they've said a lot of things that haven't panned out to be true. There's been a controller shortage before there was a government shutdown. I believe, and again, this is my opinion, that the administration purposefully was winding down what flights there would be to put more pain on the country while the government was shut down. And I think they want to then blame employees who didn't show up because the head of the traffic controllers union said they are being used as a political pawn in a fight over the shutdown. They say it's controller shortages and wintry weather that led to some big delays at Chicago Airport on Monday.
For those who don't know, by the way, Chicago, a lot of flights delayed from now until February. It's just the way it is in Chicago. But how it became a big hub,
I'd love to know if there really, truly have been people who have not shown up on a continual basis during the shutdown. That would be interesting to truly know if that is the case. Now, the president pressured them on social media to get back to work now in capital letters. And he also floated the $10,000 bonus for controllers who stayed on the job and to dock the pay of those who didn't. I'd like to know, for all of you people who have been working without a pay that work for the government, if you showed up every day, should you not get $10,000 too? When asked where that money comes from, he said, I don't know.
I mean, at least he's honest, God. I think. Donors?
I'd
that
love to
answer?
Give you all $1 million. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd just like to know what the real story is. But, you know, in the end, blaming some of them and telling them to quit and that they're not patriots.
Yeah, that's the part that bothers me, so I think, the most. Like, if someone says there's a shutdown, I'm not going to get paid, and decides not to come in, okay. That's their decision, whether or not it's right or wrong. That's really for them to decide. And I even would understand if they were like, look, you completely bailed on us. You haven't shown up in a month. We have to take that into consideration moving forward. I would kind of get that. I would think it's a little unfair, but to go, you didn't show up and you're not a good American is BS. Mm-hmm. It is completely BS.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a bad employee, but they're not, it doesn't make them a bad American.
In the news, I'm thinking, why is Kyle Rittenhouse in the news locally? This is a guy who killed two people. And was acquitted.
Yeah.
Polarizing figure, claiming self-defense. And the killings happened during a Black Lives Matter protest in Wisconsin. He went to the area, I believe, looking for trouble. But, you know, the jury said it was self-defense. Very polarizing figure. But I guess he is going to be in the area for an event. It is the NEPA Republicans event, and it's coming on November the 22nd. Now, the Republican Party of Luzerne County is making it clear. They say they have no involvement, affiliation, or connection with this event. Why are they distancing themselves from it?
I was surprised to find out that there is this. I think it looks like a rift in the sense of like, no. You're making us look like we all support you bringing him in.
Well, do they not support him? Because he seems to have been a darling of Republicans.
That's why I'm surprised. I thought he was, but...
Yeah, he was. I mean, Donald Trump sat and ate with him at Mar-a-Lago after he was acquitted. What's interesting to me is a lot of times these, we call them mainstream Republicans or Republican groups, that distance themselves from people who Donald Trump, who's the leader of their party, himself, is okay with. You know, didn't he also at one time dine with Nick Fuentes? And yeah, so, now they're like, we don't want anything to do with. But anyway, NEPA Republicans, which I guess is separate from the Republican Party of Luzerne County.
Well, that's what the Republican Party is making it very clear. Yeah. Like, this is the side group that's not us.
They are hosting a rally, a political one, at the Woodlands Inn and Resort later this month. T.J. Fitzgerald, founder and chairman of NEPA Republicans, said the purpose is for conservatives to espouse the values of the First and Second Amendments and make sure we keep them going. So I guess Teddy Daniels, Republican personality, will be at the event.
I'm seeing it.
And now what's really interesting to me is that Rittenhouse was supposed to be speaking in Alabama, but they moved it to Luzerne County because the initial venue got a lot of criticism and flack about having them there. And it's just interesting to me. They go, oh, well, they'll take them in Luzerne County.
But how are the people with tickets in Alabama going to get here?
<I don't.
laughs> hey, if that's...
What the heck?
What do the kids say? That's not my bag. Is that what they say?
I don't know if that's a phrase. What they say.
I never saw him as a hero. I saw him as a kid who did something very stupid and probably should have known better and didn't. And he got lucky to get it. He got lucky to be acquitted. The fact that he's been put on a pedestal by some people is very odd.
It is sick.
I will not be attending this, but I'm very surprised that this is. And the Woodlands is getting a lot of pressure,
too. Yeah, they are. People have been contacting them to say, why would you do this? I find it interesting. In Alabama,
it's
not
too much
wanted,
for Alabama, yeah.
But Luzerne County, sure.
Sneak them in. No one will notice, they said. Here we are.
You have your First Amendment right to complain about it if you'd like to. So that is always what you can do.
But the official Republican statement, though, to say we have no involvement, no affiliation, no connection to this event, is very, it's a strong statement. They could have just said, like, it's not an official event. You have a question.
Here's what they said. I want to make it absolutely clear that the Luzerne County Republican Committee is not associated with this event in any capacity. Our organization is focused on supporting Republican candidates, advancing conservative principles, and serving the people of Luzerne County through community engagement and outreach. So they want nothing to do with Kyle Rittenhouse. What do you guys think about this? Do you support it? Do you think the venue should hold this? Is it something that you think they should not do? Do you support him if you're a Republican? Or is this something that you think does not help the cause?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There is a baby formula company that is recalling all of its infant formula by heart. B-Y-H-E-A-R-T comes as the FDA and CDC investigating a multi-state outbreak of infant botulism that may be tied to the company's U.S.-made infant formula. That's pretty scary stuff. All right. I want to talk about a jury that reached a verdict, a big one, $15.3 million. And this had to do with a Hazleton clerk's murder. But really, it has to do with also a bigger issue, which is the companies that manufacture these and, you know, operate these skill game that you see. Skill games where you can win money, which is now legal in, you know, different convenience stores and other places across the state. A Philadelphia jury reached $15.3 million verdict against two skill game manufacturers. They were found negligent in the death of a clerk, and he was brutally murdered by a gambler during a robbery at a Hazleton convenience store nearly 5 years ago. So when they went to this, the jury in this case found Pace-O-Matic and Miele Manufacturing negligent in the death of Asokumar Patel, the 50-year-old fatally shot while mopping the floor at Craig's Food Mart in Hazleton December 12th of 2020. It's just a horrible, horrible crime that had happened. What they found is that prosecutors say he was murdered by a gambler who lost thousands of dollars at the store's video game machines. He came back to rob the store of a bank bag containing about $14,000, shot him in the face. The clerk desperately crawled to a phone to call for help and died. Very sad story. What they're saying is that these companies ignored safety guidelines. And there are guidelines that are established for places like casinos and truck stop gambling machines, and instead require clerks to handle large cash payouts to customers. They're able to skirt around the rules that you have at casinos and other places that because you don't want employees to be handling large amounts of cash because they become vulnerable. They said in this situation, you know, he had access to large sums of cash, and this repetitive gambler
knew it. Yeah.
And they did not have secure money management policies. And they say he was responsible for handling the bank bag under the counter that the frequent gambler who killed him knew he would be able to find thousands of dollars in that bag. The prosecutor said he knew exactly where to go, noting that the store's cash register was untouched during the robbery. He could have gone for the money till. He wasn't interested in it at all. He was there for one thing. So, again, the $15 million. They're saying these companies need to take into account the safety of the people who are working at the places that their machines are at. It's just a really horrible, tragic story.
Yeah, they don't have to have the same kind of stringent rules. So it's like, again, it's just this.
Well,
like,
they found a loophole, they say.
Well, right.
Yeah, they found a loophole.
Yeah.
Where they didn't, you know, and obviously it would cost them less to have to use what are called, I guess there are payout machines that are used at other places.
Right.
But they didn't want to do that. They say that Pesomatic in particular ignored known safety rules for its betting locations, only placing rules on locations that enhanced its profits from the gaming machines. Really sad. Usually we have Joe Snedeker come on with a forecast. He is off today, but Ali Gallo says cloudy, a few snow and rain showers. Today's high 44. Some clouds tonight, low 35, then morning clouds and sprinkles Thursday. Sun in the afternoon, a high of 46. The outlook for Friday, partly sunny and a high of 48. There was an interview last night on Fox News with Laura Ingraham that is getting a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
And not just like, oh, Democrats are complaining. It is getting backlash from Republicans.
Yeah.
This, you would think, would be a friendly interview. We have some of it for you here.
Yeah, this is Laura Ingraham. I guess they're talking about the economy and high interest rates came up. And to his consistency credit, the president is still saying the economy is great.
But even with interest rates up, the economy is the strongest it's ever been. You know, you asked me, just to go back to the beginning of your question, you talked about prices. We're down on energy. We're down on interest rate. You know, interest rates are down despite the Fed. Now, if we had a normal person at the Fed, would have really low interest rates, and we will soon have that. We'll have somebody that's
going to. Then why are people saying they're anxious about the economy? Why are they saying that?
I don't know that they are saying. I think polls are fake. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have we will have over $20 trillion come into our economy, and it's largely because of my election, but it's also largely because of tariffs.
Yeah,
tariffs, a tax on all of us.
He believes
in
himself,
Nancy. What a wonderful thing. Honest to God, he's clueless. All right, let's get to the part where we get into the conversation about H-1B visas. And just to keep us all on page here, H-1B visa, a non-immigrant visa, it allows U.S. employers to temporarily employ foreign workers in these specialty occupations. These are occupations requiring a bachelor's degree or higher, like engineers, scientists, or software developers.
This gets weird just because the president wants people to be talking about the economy. She throws this out there and then it's uncomfortable.
Republicans have to talk about it. Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we have plenty of talented people
no, you
here.
Don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
How did
you
we
into-
ever do it before?
Well, let
when
me
you
just,
and I were
I'll
growing
give you an
up.
Example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants. They had people from South Korea that
Hyundai.
Made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that lure. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't work that way.
Okay. Well, yeah, you could train people to do that, but go ahead. Now, the next part we get into is another part that he's gotten a lot of blowback from not just Democrats and independents, but Republicans as well.
Banks love this, though.
Housing director has proposed something that has enraged your MAGA friends, which is this 50-year mortgage idea. So a significant MAGA backlash, calling it a giveaway to the banks and simply prolonging the time it would take for Americans to own a home outright. Is that really a good idea?
It's not even a big deal. I mean, you know, you go from 40 to 50 years, and what it means is 50, you pay something less from 30. That some people had a 40, and then now they have a 50. All it means is you pay less per month. You pay it over a longer period of time. It's not like a big factor. It might help a little bit. But the problem was that Biden did this. He increased the interest rates. And I have a lousy Fed person who's going to be gone in a few months.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so he doesn't even know that it's 30 years, not 40. And he doesn't understand that. What's the average age of someone buying a home
today? I heard it this morning. They said it's 40. So if you do a 50-year mortgage when you're 90, you would own that home.
Yeah, and honest to God.
But this idea, like, it's no big deal. Yeah, it's no big deal for banks. They love this.
No, sure they would. There are people who'd make a lot of money off of this, but it's not helpful to you and I. It's just not. It's crazy. And he's gotten a lot of pushback on that. A lot of people have said this is ridiculous. The American dream to buy a home, now you'll be dead before it's paid off. It's just like insane. What are you going to do in your retirement years? Be paying on a home? How are you going to afford that? That is just crazy. They're not trying to help you to achieve your dreams. They're trying to change the goalposts. It's the same as rigging an election or gerrymandering a state. It's like, oh, well, we can't do it the way we've always done it. So we're just going to change the rules. It's crazy.
It's a smoke and mirrors thing. It really is.
She seemed to be not too impressed with the garishness and ostentatiousness of the redecor in the White House. It is, honest to God, folks, if you love the Palace of Versailles or something, if you've ever seen the inside, it is gaudy. It is gross. I think there's a very small fraction of people who would think that that stuff is pretty or nice. He has really just gone, I was going to say ape blank on it, and I've got to stop myself. It's just crazy. She talked about this.
Yeah, they start going through one of the newer areas, and he just kind of harps on this, like the attention to detail. And all I keep thinking about is, like, I have steps that need to be replaced, and I can't afford it right now. And I think a lot of people are in similar.
Why is he so focused on doing up this place like a palace while people are struggling?
Because he's a great builder.
Where do you think you develop the attention to architectural detail? Like, at what age did you start realizing that's what
do? Yeah, I was involved with my father in building and all this stuff, and my father was a builder. So as a little boy, I'd be sitting there playing with blocks, I guess, and my father would be on the phone, you know, and I'd be listening, I guess. And, you know, you listen, I had a father who was very good at building. He was very good at building things, and so am I. I build better than anybody else. Nobody can build like me.
But was he as...
You can ask Steve Witkoff, who is the best builder, he will tell you.
Did your dad have the same attention to the specific details that you did?
Well, he built low, moderate, and
houses. So it was a different type
of
building.
So he didn't have to do a floor like this. Yeah. You know, he'd do a floor out of tile, linoleum at the time, they used to call it. And it would be a different kind of a thing. But he had a tremendous attention to quality. In other words, if it's going to be even...
She even at one point was looking around saying, why not silver? Because there's gold everywhere. Yeah. He's like, you can't imitate gold, real gold. There's no paint that imitates real gold. She said, these aren't like from Home Depot. No, this is not Home Depot stuff. I mean, honestly, this whole thing about turning this thing into a palace and luxury and gold and over the top, it's just, again... While people are struggling, it's so tone deaf.
It's out of touch and very elitist. And also to walk around and say he's a great builder. He says this all the time.
Well, it's
like if I went to a restaurant, it's like I'm good at ordering on menus. No one's a better chef than I am. What? No. He's good.
He's a narcissist.
He's good at saying, look at all these ideas I have. And he makes other people do them.
And so meanwhile, people are struggling.
It sucks.
And he's completely clueless about it.
Talking about the White House, by the way, it looks like it should be covered in plastic in the 70s.
It's disgusting.
Not my style.
Oh my God, it's so ugly inside. what the heck have they done? I would say to you that one of the first things that would probably happen with a change in administration would bringing it back to its roots. But again, if the economy is really bad, that might have to be on hold. Honestly, the fact that they are not leading in any austerity measures or even acknowledging the troubles that are out here. Yeah. CNN is reporting there are reports coming out that some people close to the president are trying to get him to acknowledge the grim economy. Okay, maybe they don't want him to come out and say it's terrible, but they want him to acknowledge that people are struggling. And I just don't see that's going to happen. Coming up in the next hour, this is not a top story, but it is something I think that's interesting and it concerns me a bit. There is a country music song that is artificial intelligence, and it is now at the top of the United States sales chart. It is not even a real artist.
Or is it?
It's not. And it's crazy. So we'll get into that.
I haven't even heard this thing. I know about it, though.
It's so wild. So we'll certainly talk about that. We will get into Lackawanna County and an attorney for the county that is broaching the topic of perhaps putting a pause on reassessment that is 60 years since the last one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.